Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. It is time for Wednesday Wisdom Radio with Deborah Morley. Deborah Leanne here, and I am so excited about this topic since it's been a process that I've been going through for many months now. And I believe it's a sweet spot of my talents and gifts that I'm here to share with other women and men who are on this path of evolution, this path of change, this path of deeper self-discovery and becoming. So the topic today is around integration and initiation, which I believe are not the same, but actually walk hand in hand. They're a beautiful partnering and almost with a masculine and feminine dynamic to each of them. And before we get started, I would really like to just do a getting here in the present moment quiet meditation, just in case you, like me, are coming from multitasking and meetings and headspace and, living life, right? All the multidimensionalities of that. So to do that, if you're driving, please don't close your eyes, but you can still get present in your body. And by doing that, what I mean is to breathe slowly and deeply in through your nose and let it travel all the way down to your lower belly. Feel your legs, breathe into your back, and try to create more of a relationship with your legs, your feet, and your abdomen. By moving your hips back and forth, if you're sitting, kind of wiggling in your seat so that you can feel that grounding cord connection with Mother Earth, feeling your feet really heavy on the ground, letting gravity pull us down so that we can meet the beautiful energy that Mother Earth has in store for us. And we forget so often that we can tap into this, to this beautiful, available energy that's there for us at any moment. And it will always hold us when we don't even know what our next step is. It will allow us to truly, if we let go and surrender to it, it'll be like back floating on an amazing there's like a lack of structure, right, if you're floating in water, yet it's strong enough to hold us. And I find that fascinating. That is one of the most spiritual things we can do in our bodies, is to surrender in that way where we trust that we're going to be held and taken care of. So after we breathe into all of that and we pull all of our attention back into us, as we breathe in, just allow it all to come. You know, stop multitasking, stop looking at your phone, stop looking at your computer, and truly allow yourself to be in this moment, in your body. And for many of us, that means we need to let those other pieces that don't want to come back, whether it's our calendar calling us or the meeting that we just had that's a problem we want to remember to solve or whatever, just know, just trust that it will be there for us in the next 20 minutes and just allow us to have this time right now to go inward. This is a pretty deep topic. And so I'm asking also for the third step, which is the bringing in of our divine connection. Whatever that looks like for you, allow it to shower down through the crown of your head, in through your heart, through your ears, cleansing your mind, your eyes, your third eye, your throat, so that you can express and be and hear and see more of you and more of your life. So it's actually a lens that we're taking and we're going to focus it inward. This is not about anything outside of you at the moment. So the topic of integration, when I looked up the definition of it, it is very much around pulling together a variety of diverse sensory experiences. And this is exactly what many of us are going through right now. We are up-leveling at a rate that is amazing. So our spiritual body, our energetic body, our emotional self, our intellectual self, as well as our physical self, may not be in sync. And just like if you have multiple electronic devices, we need to sync all of these different systems up. So what it looks like and feels like is really uncomfortable. It's like being when you've just flown to Australia, completely across the planet, and your body is in a different day and time than what you feel like your body should be in from where you left. And when we do this, it takes us a little while to get our clock reset, our circadian rhythms reset, our full body clock on the right system, right? And it's the same thing whether we're going through spiritual growth or emotional upheaval. We might be truly ready to accept a new role at work, and our brain is all excited about it, but the rest of our system needs to catch up as well. So whatever you're going through, whether it's emotional or intellectual or physical or energetic right now, these changes are going to take some time to catch up with all the other systems. And during this time of, some people actually call it the, like when the space shuttle comes through the atmosphere and it hits that real bumpy, uncomfortable phase where it's very, the speed and everything is of the ship is going so quickly that our physical bodies are actually shaking until we get through that phase. That's what happens each time we grow into a new level of ourselves, a deeper sense of who we are. And every time we learn something new or get a new awareness or experience life in a bigger, broader way, whether it's through a personal situation that happens, an emotional upheaval with the relationship, picking up and moving house, each of those situations, and it could be, for me, I was just completing magic school. And in this nine-month safe container of growing more into my awareness of who I am from the inside energetically, being able to trust and know that I can read energy, learning more about my gifts from a different angle and who I am at a different level. And at the completion of that, all of that integration of all that material, and it was a lot. It was 5 hours a week. Think how often you've taken a five-hour college class, and most times it wasn't longer than a semester. So this was intense and beautiful and a relationship that when it comes to an end is allowing for us to pull all of those pieces back in, and how can we now become masters of ourselves. We don't have a leader any longer. So we are developing a new relationship with what it means to be our own teacher. And self-mastery is huge. So the integration for me is, if I don't have somebody telling me how to put these new energy healing reading practices or tools into place, how do I use my own discernment to know which ones to use and when, ethically and for the highest good of us all? So it's been a real journey the last few weeks. And bumpy? You bet. Uncomfortable? Yes. And I wouldn't have traded this time for anything. So the integration, every time we learn something new, we grow in our awareness or each of those things, it takes time. And I'm just asking that as you complete some part of your journey, whether it's graduating from a program, whether it's completing a relationship or a job and moving to something new, whether it's leaving one city to move to another, each time we do those things, we need to allow ourselves some time for integration and plan on it, that it's going to be uncomfortable. And just let it be and love yourself with radical self-care during this time. Which brings me to the next step of initiation. And the reason why I think these are so, there's such a close relationship with this, is because we are initiating into something new. The integration is what we've just learned. It's what this new knowledge is, or this new awareness, and how do we find room for that in our system? So it's the blending of the old and the new. The initiation is the moving across the threshold into a new level, if you will, a new phase, a new chapter of declaring that I am this. Right? Whether we're initiated into a group, a club, a sorority, a new role by others is one thing, but this is a self-initiation. This is initiating myself into the place of self-mastery, if I want to call it that, or a new. And I'm still trying to come up with a title because I'm so big on that with all my human resources background of, am I a self-mastery priestess? Am I an MBA, organizational development, intuitive consultant? Who am I and what am I? And that is, it doesn't really matter. What I am learning more and more of the internal of who I am cannot be expressed. And so often we try so hard to come up with words to describe who we are. And who we are is not really easily expressed because words are limiting. And we are limited and limitless at the same time. We are divine and physical at the same time. It's not easy to explain to people. But the most important thing is for us to initiate ourselves into the honoring of, I am the unexplainable. I am the lack of words to describe me in all of my depth and breadth and glory and the light and the dark, because I'm all of it. This is huge for many of us because we only want to own the beautiful parts, the comfortable parts, the parts that we want other peoples to see. And I believe the integration and initiation into self-mastery requires that we integrate all of us, the parts we don't want to look at, the ugly parts, the parts that we stuffed away hoping nobody would ever find, the shameful parts. You know, those less than perfect parts of us that are, we don't even want to look at them. And what's funny is that they will come out at inappropriate times and people will see them anyway. And we can't understand why this relationship went awry. Well, maybe it was because we weren't looking at all of us and owning all of us and being authentic in all of our perfect imperfectness or imperfectly perfectness. Again, words are not the best way to describe all of who we are. So today's message is really around how can we honor and be everything that we are physically, intellectually, emotionally, and spiritually. Can we allow our sexy, sensual, sentient, fullness of ourselves to be in the boardroom with us? Can we allow our emotional feelings to be there and we just acknowledge them and still stay cool, calm, collected, and pulled together? I don't know. Maybe sometimes it'll work that we can acknowledge that fear or that emotion or that discomfort and still go about our business. And other times I do believe we need to stop and just slow down and honor and be with it, because it tends to go away a little bit faster, a lot faster, when we acknowledge it. Another friend has a situation going on in her family right now with someone who is very, very ill with a stage 4 cancer that isn't operable. And you know what? Why do we wait until we have to have wake-up calls like this where our body has been trying to talk to us for a while, probably, and we haven't been listening? Why do we wait until we have to have a really tragic car accident before we slow down during the recuperation phase and realize the depth of our spirit? What is it that takes us to a place of burnout in a job where we actually could get fired or do get fired before we realize that we were miserable and selling our soul in the wrong role for us? I believe relationships end, jobs end, our bodies give up on us when we're not reading the waters, when we're not tapped in, tuned in, and turned on to our internal light. It's like walking into the basement. I turn my light on even most of the times during the day because it's dark down there. But I turn the light on and then go down the steps. What do we do so often? We just go down the steps and find our way in the dark. We're not wanting to see all the stuff that's in our basement, in our bodies, in our psyche. We're not listening to our souls and maybe even our heart, which always knows the answers, because we're so focused on everybody else and what they're telling us is our answer. And it might be that it could be a helpful thing that they're trying to talk to us about, just like me. I mean, I don't want to close the door on an opportunity to work with a client because I'm selling myself out here, but I do want to say that when I offer a program or a service or a coaching opportunity to someone, it is not about me telling them this is what they need to do. It is an offer, and you have the right, and you need to look within to know if this is the right thing or not. Will this serve me to get to where I want to go? And look within and find your own answer, because that will guide you to your next step of integration and initiation. Before we close today, I would love to first off let you know how you can reach me, but also to let you know that there's this poem that was recently read in one of the courses I'm involved in, the Integral Soul Journey with Terry Patton. And I love how he brings up these amazing poems that are timely in our discussion, because we don't all have all of the right words, and very often someone has written them before us, and they speak to us on so many levels. And I'm going to read to you a poem that's by Rainier Maria Rilke, and these are David White's translation, and it's a little bit even more so modified with Terry's interpretation. And this is something that I would really love to discuss in more deeply with you. If you're interested in connecting with me, please do so. There, you can connect with me at deborahleanne.com, on Deborah Leanne, the Women's Leadership Catalyst Facebook page, and there's so many other, you know, on Twitter, at Synergy Leader. There's a bazillion ways that you can find me, and you can even respond here at Blog Talk Radio with any comments. So let me know how this resonates with you. You, darkness, from which I come, I love you more than all the fires that fence out the world. For the fire makes a circle for everyone so that no one sees you anymore. And I'm going to read it one more time before I close. You, darkness, from which I come, I love you more than all the fires that fence out the world. For the fire makes a circle for everyone, so that no one sees you anymore. And when we're in the night around the fire, all the things that are illuminated by the fire, we forget the darkness. Yet, the darkness holds it all. It holds the fire and the dark. So don't just look for the light, everyone. I really ask that you do some of your integration in the darker parts of you. That's where true growth and your initiation into being more of you is found. Until our next time together, I wish you an amazing week and a journey that you get to go on exploring within. Happy travels. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.